Welcome into Opportunity Detroit. I'm Ann Thomas, and my first guest on this edition of the show is Scott Strode. He is the founder of The Phoenix, and The Phoenix recently held an event here in Detroit. And Scott, welcome to the show. First thing I want you to do is tell our listeners what exactly is The Phoenix.
Well, the Phoenix is a unique approach towards substance use recovery and mental health, where we use, you know, the power of community and activities to help each other on this healing journey. And I always say the Phoenix is a place that believes in you, even if you don't yet believe in yourself as you're coming out of addiction. So that's saved my life a bunch of years ago, and now we're saving others with the same community.
Scott, share your story. You said the Phoenix saved your life. Can you share some of what happened?
Yeah, so I experienced early childhood trauma, you know, father with untreated mental illness and a stepfather with untreated alcoholism. And those self-esteem wounds led to my own drug and alcohol use. And then drugs and alcohol was a coping mechanism, but one that started stripping away my dreams of who I thought I could be. And when I found sobriety, I got into a boxing gym, and there was something about getting in the ring for the first time that gave me this strength and fortitude and belief in myself that I didn't have before. Then I started climbing and doing triathlon. And so I was doing the Phoenix before it had a name, and I decided to start it more formally and share those experiences with other people on their recovery journeys. And that's how we went from about 60 people served back in 2006 to we're about a month away from reaching 1 million people served all time through the Phoenix's free programs in communities across the country.
So what the Phoenix does is the Phoenix comes into communities and holds maybe the first ever alcohol-free events. Is that how it works, Scott?
Yeah, so those events, our events are anything led by a volunteer who's been touched by substance use. It could be somebody in recovery or a loved one or supporter or somebody who's just civically minded that wants to be part of the solution in their community. And they'll lead any meaningful event. It could be a coffee social, a walk, a CrossFit workout, a yoga class. Or it's a substance-free event, like a social event where we have great mocktails and we're listening to music, but alcohol and drugs just isn't part of it.
You know, this is so interesting because whenever we talk about a lot of events going on in different towns, we always say, oh, and there'll be cocktails or alcohol included or free alcohol. So this is kind of changing people's mindset, it sounds like.
Yeah, it is. And what you realize is that the authentic connections you develop at Phoenix events give you this network of friends. And those network of friends are there for you in a different way when you're sort of shocked by the reality of life, which we all are at time from time to time. But your Phoenix family's there for you. And then there's another day that you get to be there for them, and the same thing happens to them. But you're building these bonds around positive coping mechanisms like cycling or like going out for a run together or just going out to listen to live music. You just know the 10 or so folks you went with are going to be having mocktails instead of drinks.
And you're doing this throughout the country. Explain how you're doing it throughout the country.
Yeah, so we have a national nonprofit that empowers volunteers anywhere that to start Phoenix. So if you say have been touched by this through somebody you love and you want to be part of the solution, you jump into our app, which is called New Form. It's a new form of digital community. That's why the name. And New Form has about 100 other nonprofits on it besides us that just work around mental health and addiction. And this sort of marketplace of healing, you apply to be a volunteer. And you start a ride or you start a run or you start a social event, whatever it is you want to do. And our staff trains you in our model and we support you on this journey. Then we advertise it on New Form. So say you're a musician and you want to teach people how to drum. And so we meet in a space, we find the space, you bring the talent, and we bring the people. And so through the Phoenix app, which is new for them, they can find that event and show up. The only cost of admission is 48 hours of sobriety. So that's seems like a low bar, but for some that's a high bar. But sure. But you show up and you're supported, and in reflection you're like, wow, that was the best night of my week, and I didn't have to drink or use, and I want to go to Phoenix more.
And so you're doing this kind of thing throughout the country, and you had an event in Detroit in August. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we have a really robust calendar there. We have functional fitness, yoga, CrossFit, coffee socials, and we have recovery support meetings. But we did this cool sort of sober event, and it was at rooftop social. And it was a zero proof event, so no drugs or alcohol there, just mocktails, and that stuff was free if you just show up and you're 40 hours sober. We had a DJ, a mocktail competition, which was fun. So, you know, just because you're not drinking doesn't mean that you can't have a great beverage and be laughing and have a good time with your friends.
What has been the reaction of people who have attended these events? What are they saying to you about this, Scott?
I actually think that there's this appetite for this more nationally now than ever before, where people are, you know, they're having a seltzer or a really good mocktail, and they're not wanting to get sloppy drunk and have a bunch of drinks with their friends. I think a lot of us are actually looking for authentic connection, because the digital world doesn't feel that way sometimes, but through Newform and Phoenix, you can find that more authentic connection. So we actually see a greater appetite for Phoenix events, even in the last couple of years, than we saw, say, 10 years ago.
You know, that's a really good point about the digital world, because you do go on social media and you see a lot of people, and they've posted pictures about their events, and they usually have a drink in their hand, and it looks like, you know, you almost have to have a drink in your hand to go to the event. You're changing the mindset throughout the country.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's more about, what are we doing shoulder to shoulder, looking out at this activity, whether it's gone to play pickleball together or gone into a climbing gym for the first time and learning how to go up a climbing wall. Phoenix can be anything, but the thread that runs throughout all those events is that there's an ethos. We're here to lift each other up and support each other. And the 48 out of sobriety, it just shows that we're showing up in an authentic way for each other.
You know, the other thing is the mental health component, because oftentimes a lot of people will have a drink or they'll drink too much because they are dealing with anxiety and depression. Can you talk a little bit about that component and how this can actually help people?
Yeah, I think that that's where our physical activities are great, because, you know, I think movement is medicine. You know, you sometimes are stressed about something and you go out for a 20-minute walk, and by the end of it, you forget what you were so worried about. But when you're sharing that activity with others, then you're not in isolation and alone. You can have somebody to bounce ideas off of. They're bouncing ideas off you. You're talking about hurdles or challenges you're facing, and you're helping each other get through that. And by the end of that, you feel lifted and supported. And there's evidence out there that exercise is really powerful around supporting your mental health. And community, I think, is the same.
My guest here today on Opportunity Detroit is Scott Strode. He's the founder of the Phoenix. Now, Scott, what's the future of this organization? Do you have big plans, or can you kind of share with us what you see for the future of the Phoenix?
Yeah, so we just are wrapping up a 5-year effort to serve 1 million people with Phoenix programs, free recovery support. And our goal in the next 5 years is to serve 10 million. So
wow.
we're aiming high. And then Newform, our mobile app, is really going to be a marketplace of healing, where we aggregate thousands of nonprofits that work in and around mental health and addiction. So if you know of a good nonprofit, or you're a nonprofit leader and you want to be on Newform, or if you're a person who could just benefit from being in the Newform community, go to the App Store and download it and jump in. And if you want to be part of the solution, become a volunteer, because we're hoping to activate 10,000 more volunteers over the next 5 years. We already have about 4,000 nationally and several hundred in the Detroit area.
Wow, that's incredible. Have communities been pretty welcoming to you once they understand what you're trying to do, Scott?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people want to be part of the solution, right? It's something we see in our communities, addiction, and we see it in our families too. And we want to help in some way, but we often don't have the tools to do that. Well, Phoenix can be that tool, because you can also be a volunteer helping others. Volunteerism is a way to give back and actually find some agency around some of these complex problems. We all have some unique gift we can share with others, and sharing it with people while they're rising from the ashes of their addiction can also help you rise.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I have a feeling that volunteering is probably good for mental health, for people's state of mind.
It is. It also gives us a sense of citizenship, you know, a community that we're there for, and then in turn, they're there for us. But when you're giving back to others, it helps you find a life of purpose. You know, we all have jobs and have to work and pay bills. Sometimes those jobs are our purpose and meaning, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes volunteering after you go home from that job is actually where you find that. You know, you were, say, a runner at one point, and you start leading a jogging event for Phoenix. You're taking all these people that are trying to find hope and a path to heal and giving them a tool that helps you. And that passion comes through and starts to inspire others. And then a few years from now, the person who showed up for your run ends up being the volunteer that leads it for the next few years into the future.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Scott Strode, founder of The Phoenix, thank you for taking the time today to talk to us on Opportunity Detroit. What a great, fascinating concept you have here.
Thank you so much, and thanks for lifting it up, and come out to a Phoenix event anytime you want.
Absolutely. It sounds like great fun. Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the Gilbert Family Foundation is making more investments in Detroit. We'll tell you all about it.